You're listening to the Remnant Voice Podcast, a teaching podcast where the ancient faith equips the modern witness. I'm your host, Jason Armstrong. Join me as we navigate this new era via the old path. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Remnant Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Armstrong. And it's been a minute, and we've been taking a time of rest and sabbatical and healing and all kinds of things since I last dropped an episode. And also we've been busy with, you know, establishing and working on the Garden Equipping Center and the different shapes and formations of how that's come about and is coming about, and what all the Lord has planned for it. Mandate still the same and everything. I just wanted to come on here and give you another update and tell you about an app, the Garden Equipping Center app. It's now available. This is something we've been working on for a little bit of time, and you can get it on the Google Play Store or your Apple Store. It's available for both of those as of now. And we've been, you know, testing it, trying it out. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of content is going into there. We're moving away from a lot of the social media type stuff and just kind of putting everything in towards the app and creating that garden community, that Remnant Nation community inside of this app. And so I want you to go and download it. The app is completely free. And only thing about it is for two features, the chat feature and then the downloadable files, that feature. In order to access those, you just have to put in your email. You have to register an account there. And then you'll get full access to the chat as well as downloadable files that will be on there. And I want to come on and give just a little bit of overview about the app. Once you download it, you'll see the different orientation that's in there. But we have a media tab, events tab, chat. That's our garden community, our Remnant Nation community, all in one place there. And obviously there's a place to give, and there's a place when we start doing our live streams. We'll be going live in there as well. There's a Bible that's built into the app, as well as some things we're working on concerning wholeness. You know, one of the commitments that the ministry as a whole, some things that we are really contending for is understanding the scriptures in their ancient Near Eastern context. I mean, that's the main heart, kind of the tagline of Remnant Fire Ministries, our main parent organization that has given birth to Remnant Voice Podcast, as well as the Garden Equipping Center. Our main commitments to the scriptures is understanding them in their ancient Near Eastern context. We also embrace a supernatural worldview. You know, we want to recover that supernatural worldview, and as well as walking in personal and relational wholeness. You know, these are the things that we're some of the topics and some of the things that we'll be hitting on and teaching on and diving into through the app, as well as through this podcast and the upcoming episodes and things that we'll be releasing through this podcast. And so we've taken some time to really just make our foundation sure. I know in this hustle and bustle and you know, microwave mentality that most of us have, and even with you know, instant gratification, those type of things, the true authentic planting of something takes time. And so we've been taking our time, making sure our foundation is sure, making sure our family is good and in order, and launching things, you know, from a holistic place of family and authenticity there, you know. And so that's been the other thing why there's not been a whole lot of push on getting the content out through this form of podcast and everything, as well as ever you guys have been downloading the past episodes. I mean, like crazy, as well. So that's great. Thank you for that. And thank you for all the new ones, the new, subscribers and those that are new to Remnant Voice Podcast. And so now that everything has gotten to a place of the foundation has been laid, as it concerns with the garden equipping center, it's time to kind of revamp some things and relaunch some things and get some of this content back out. And so we're going to do it through this media, with the Remnant Voice Podcast, as well as through the app. Again, I'm going to push that hard. So that's where, you know, we're creating a community inside of there that is a safe place to go deeper into the things of God, to ask questions, to get some, you know, some of our theology challenged. You know, it's a place of challenge as well. And things that I held to in past seasons that I don't hold to anymore. And some things I'm diving into, I'm trying to test and learn and grow. And so that's the whole point of the garden itself is to grow, get rooted and grounded in the scripture, rooted and grounded into Christ, and start producing the fruit of his spirit so that others can taste and see that the Lord is good. And so as we're diving into understanding, you know, the scriptures in their ancient Near Eastern context, we've got to go back, you know, and that's the heartbeat of, you know, this whole podcast as well with the Remnant Voice Podcast, is that God always has a remnant. That remnant has a voice, and the voice is saying, hey, seek out the old paths and walk therein. You know, a lot of the prophets have been saying for a while that we're in a new era and a new epoch of time, or a new era. And I agree, it is a new era. It's a new generation. It's a new era, but it's still an old path. It's still an ancient path. And when you follow this ancient path, it goes all the way back to the garden. This whole thing started in the garden. Jesus started sweating great drops of blood in the garden, and you were seeing his plan of redemption and everything that he's reversing and restoring and reclaiming from there. And it's going to end up back with Eden restored. And so this is kind of the heartbeat of this. And I just wanted to come on here, guys, and share with you, you know, what's been happening in this past time frame. You guys have still been completely active on the podcast, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the downloads. But I want to, all those that have been listening to the Remnant Voice Podcast, I want to encourage you to go to your app store, download the Garden Equipping Center. You'll see it there. You'll either see my name or Remnant Fire Ministries as the one, and you'll see the G logo with the tree in it with the DNA trunk. I mean, it's specific on that. All this stuff we'll be talking about on this podcast and through the app as well, as we discover, you know, being a modern witness of an ancient faith. And so that's some of the things. Also in the app, I've been adding some scholarly material in there. Not just my stuff, but I'm pulling from different scholars and peer-reviewed articles, and discovering this ancient path and this Second Temple period mindset, if you will. And so you'll be able to get access to all those same files that I have. I'm putting them up there in the downloadable section in a spot called the Garden Files, and there you'll be able to download those, you know, to your own personal library. And so I want to be a source of the source, if you will. And so any content that I can find that may bring some enlightenment, it may bring some inspiration, it may challenge it, you know, I want to put that in there, and I want you to have access to it and kind of unlock to some of these things that maybe you haven't heard of, maybe you have, but here's going to be a resource for you. That's my heartbeat here is, you know, our tagline or our motto or mission, whatever you want to call it, with the garden is equipping the saints, deploying disciples. And so with that, that's the echo of remnant voices, that remnant of believers equipping that the saints so they can be deployed to go out and continue the work of the Great Commission and reclaiming the nations as an inheritance unto the Lord. When you start understanding the meta narrative of Scripture and this full picture of the gospel and what it actually looks like and how we get to be a co-laborer of a co-inheritance, fulfilling the great co-mission, going out and bringing in sons and daughters and reclaiming them from the nations, it's super amazing and powerful. And so these are the things that, again, we'll be putting and pushing through content through the app, as well as, coming out through this podcast as well. And so now that, like I said, the foundation's been laid, it's sure, it's steady, things are in a place, coming from a place of wholeness, a place, a holistic place, and a place of resting in Him. And now things, it's time to start releasing some of this content, start sharing a little bit more, start opening things up. We'll be doing Zoom calls, live Zoom calls, for part of the Remnant Nation, Garden Community, all of that, as well. So again, I just want to thank all of you guys for continuing to listen to the podcast and, be ready for some new stuff coming down, the pike here as we start diving into, some of the content on what it looks like in discovering our ancient faith, going back to one of the things I love, Bishop Mark Sharona says. He says, we've heard the phrase, out with the old, in with the new. Well, he said it this way. He said, it's out with the old and in with the older. And oh my goodness, I'm like, that just so resonated with me in this whole thing of new era, old path, and rediscovering our ancient faith and going back, seeing the Bible unfiltered through our denominational lenses and through our, certain traditions. And I'm not saying traditions are bad. There's a true faithful tradition of the Scripture. But we've got to get back to those things and seek out the old paths and walk therein. And that's going to be the heartbeat behind of this next season and this going forward with Remnant Voice and as well as the Garden Equipping Center and its app and everything. So that's all I wanted to hop on here and just give an update, guys. Thank you again for listening, supporting, downloading. I mean, I get to see all the metrics behind the scenes and it's never dipped. It's never dropped. It continues to rise and go and all that, which tells me the reach is getting out there. People are hungry for authenticity. They're hungry for no compromise. They're hungry for going deeper into the things of the Lord and doing it together. Not just, it's easy. And trust me, I'm one of them. I love my cave. I love the cave time. I can just get away and lock up. I could probably have been a monk, and just lock away with the Scriptures and prayer and all that. But we are called to be part of community. We are called to be, co-laborers and fellowship with one another. And just personally, that's some of the things I'm working on as well. Just being full transparent with y'all. But I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the next season. I'm excited for this new season and now season, if you will. And it's been a time of growing, diving deeper in study, spiritual formation, this past little bit of time, and ready just to share with you guys, ready to share with you some of the things I've learned, share resources, things I've been in contact with, things that's, come across my desk, things that I've been studying. And then I'm excited to have some guests on, some different people that I've talked with that are going to be coming on, and we're going to go back and forth on some things, and it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. So there's truth in the tension, it said. So there's different different worldviews that are coming in, but stuff that will challenge, stuff that will provoke. But it says that iron sharpens iron, so it'll be a place of sharpening as well. So, all right, guys, that's enough. We're about rightly somewhere around 15 minutes or so. I just wanted to come on and give a little update. Where as we enter this Passover season, I felt that was kind of the green light of, hey, it's time to come on out and share what's been happening, what's been going on, and what to look forward to. So go ahead, get your phones out, get your tablets out, go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, download the Garden Equipping Center, get in there, register your account through the chat, start chatting it up in there. I share different topics and things in there as well, and I hope to see you all there. So remember, God always has a remnant. That remnant has a voice. And thank you, guys. Thank you for listening and continuing on, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more episodes and ways to connect with us, please go to remnantvoice.tv or email info@remnantvoice.tv.